I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Social media, the great double-edged sword of the 21st century.
Sometimes it's the very thing that's meant to help you that can hurt you the most.
Hey, how's everyone doing? For Bridging Atlantic, I'm singer-songwriter Marcy Novelli from Canada.
And I'm music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland.
And you're watching B-Sides, a show empowering musicians with knowledge and advice. If you're new here, subscribe.
Before we jump in, we just want to say a big thank you to our patrons for supporting the show. We appreciate you.
If you enjoy what we do here on Bridge Atlantic, head on over to our Patreon page to join the official Bridger community.
Yes, and today we are going to be talking all about social media, but more so why or when you might want to take a break from social media. Maybe we'll start off on a positive note, Marcio. Maybe we'll talk about the reasons why people might want to use social media. What are the good things about it?
Social media has been the cornerstone of my little career, I guess, because that is how I've reached most of my audience since I was a teenager, dating back to Napster. What it's done, in short, has allowed artists to communicate with their audience, to find an audience, for an audience to find them, and for us to have a conversation and kind of, you know, take artists and musicians away from being on that pedestal for the most part and just kind of on the even level, which it should be. It's allowed us to meet and engage with our audience. And even more exciting, it's allowed them to kind of meet each other and create a community.
Absolutely. And I think for me, as a fan of artists, it's nice to be able to grow that connection with them in a way that you wouldn't really be able to do without social media. Mm-hmm. You can actually have a conversation. And I think that's so important. But with everything, you know, there's good and there's bad.
The good, bad, and the ugly.
And, you know, unfortunately, I think the bad side is probably what we're going to be focusing on a little bit more, because that generally is what tends to make people want to take a little step back, take a break from social media. So you might find that people are getting into arguments over politics, for example, and it can be quite extreme. It can be quite draining seeing all these kind of arguments happening right in front of your face, even if you're not necessarily involved in it. It does take its toll sometimes.
But a lot of people say stuff on social media that they would never say to your face. And that's mm-hmm. where it's dangerous, I think. Whatever yeah. I post on the internet, I've always tried to just think, you know, would I say this in person? If I wouldn't, then don't post it.
Yeah. And I think more people need to yeah. take that approach, because, yeah, there is some stuff that you see and you just think, why are you saying that? I mean, sometimes you see that artists maybe will post something political, or they might post mm-hmm. about a cause that's important to them. And then, of course, you're going to get these people that tell you you're wrong. They say, mm-hmm. no, all I want to know about is your music. I don't want to know about the mm-hmm. your politics you support and all that kind of thing. And it's like, well, you know, they should be allowed to say what they want. Yeah. And if that's something they feel strongly about, then why shouldn't they communicate? You don't have to agree with it. Mm-hmm. That often is what leads a lot of artists to maybe take a step back from social media, because a lot of the time when they're posting about their music, they may be more used to getting people commenting on the music or supporting them in that way. And then as soon as they say something that other people don't like, mm-hmm. it can be kind of difficult to take. I think especially if you're getting a lot of it in a short amount of time, you might find that it's affecting your confidence to create music. Mm-hmm. You maybe have created music, but you don't want to share it because you're now thinking, mm-hmm. but what if that person who's commented on my other post now turns against my music and starts bad-mouthing yeah. me or criticizing me? And that's tough. And I think when that happens, sometimes taking a break is the best thing to do, just for yourself to kind of recharge and find the want, I guess, to put yourself out there again.
When it becomes kind of something you have to do every day, you have to post on social media, it stops being genuine, and it starts becoming yeah. a chore, and it's the means of connecting with your audience, but it's also supposed to be fun. You know what I mean? It's supposed to be just a conversation. So when that kind of escapes you, I think that's a time to take a break, take a step back, reevaluate what it is to you and how you want to use it. It's tough because everyone tells you, you know, content is king and more is more, you know, but really I'm kind of starting to think less is more. We're starting to believe that and follow that route on this show here in Bridge Atlantic. So, you know, taking a break, break from the negativity and really the distraction. You know, if you're like me and you sometimes sit there for a very long time coming up with just the right filters, you have to be like, this is, you know, this wasn't working. And the worst part was it was preventing me from being creative, which was like all that time that I thought it was so important to post on social media. I could have been doing something more important, which would be making music for my audience, which I think
exactly.
they probably prefer I do than post that picture of a selfie.
The social media posts should support what you're making.
Yeah.
And if you're not making anything, then the social media posts are just there. And I mean, it can be good. Like, and don't get me wrong, like you might be going through a period where you're not really writing, you're not really recording. And the social media is the one thing that's kind of keeping you engaged with your audience.
Yeah.
And I think that's great as long as it's not taking over and it's not becoming the only thing or the main thing that you're doing, because, you know, those relationships are important, especially if there's going to be a gap between releasing something. You want to make sure that people are still invested in you and that they feel that you care about them in return.
And it's not just about music either. You shouldn't just be posting about music. It's really about sharing as much of yourself as you're comfortable with, other hobbies you're interested in, you know what I mean? Like, I don't just make music. That's my number one passion, but I do other things. I like exercising. I like running. I like biking. I like yoga. You know, those are another side of myself. I'm a dad. I'm a husband. Those are aspects of my life I like to share as well. And, you know, so it's okay. And when I've been in between albums and stuff, I definitely do share more of that. But again, when it becomes a chore, I guess, when it's not fun anymore, when it's too calculated, that's when I had to stop personally. And even if we took a break with this show, we took a break from social media too. And just, you don't have to take a year off like we did. Even taking a week off or implementing what I want to start doing, which is like no tech Sundays or, you know, no social media at certain days or even setting times every day that you're allowed to check and post on social media.
If you maybe are naturally a more private person and you feel that you're under some kind of pressure to share more of yourself just because someone tells you that you should be, don't do that, because ultimately you need to be comfortable with what you're posting and what you're sharing. And it's something a few people have talked to me recently about, is that they don't want to be sharing other aspects of their life because they only really want to be sharing the music. And I think if that's what you want to do, then that's what you need to do. But if you maybe are a little bit more like, you want people to feel a bit more involved in your life and you're comfortable with that, then by all means do it. I think it's different for everyone. And I think, you know, any advice that's given, don't take it 100%. Take the parts that apply to you and use them in a way that you're most comfortable. Because if you end up posting all this stuff that you don't feel comfortable with, you're probably going to get burnt out with social media. You're going to want to not be using it. It's like everything. It's a marathon, isn't it? You want to be kind of slow and steady rather than, you know, going all in. And
It's similar to music, right? Like, do what is honest to you, because if you make that album or that song that you think everyone's going to like and then everyone hates it, it's like you might as well have just done what you liked in the first place. And if people hate it, at least you like it. But even if you're posting just music, I mean, that doesn't mean you're just posting a song or you're just posting you playing music. It can be you can still be behind the scenes making that music in the studio, you know, going on tour and, you know, you're doing a live performance. There's so many ways that you can share. It just does get boring, even as a fan of artists, if they're just posting live footage or they're just post, like, I need to see them behind that stage. I need to see them making that music. That's what gets me excited. So let it be a behind the stage pass. It doesn't need to be behind the stage pass your life. It can be, it's whatever you're comfortable with.
Absolutely. And one thing I'm noticing with a lot of artists that I follow and some that I work with is they're taking short, regular breaks from social media to prevent them having to take maybe a longer break. They've got a lot of people calling it a digital detox, maybe doing it once a week or once a month.
That's what I was looking for,
And it really just as simple as just avoiding, you know, the scrolling symptom, and you're just scrolling and scrolling, scrolling, and comparing yourself to what other people are doing. Because I think that can be particularly difficult for artists, is that comparison to the success or the perceived success that other people are having. And I know a lot of people that I've spoken to have said that that's actually been affecting their creativity, because they get into that kind of spiral of not feeling good enough and then not being able to create, and then when they're trying to create in the time that they've set aside, they can't because all they're thinking about is the social media. And I think the artists that I know that have taken that break have ended up really being able to get back into the swing of things and creating probably some of the best stuff I've heard from them in a while. So even though it might be scary the first time because we're so used to it being such a integrated part of our lives, I think it's definitely worth it. So we want to leave you with a couple of thoughts to think about. I want to say that social platforms should be considered a tool to help you connect with others, but this shouldn't be the only route that you focus on to grow an audience. As with everything, you'll have good days and you'll have bad days. So it's important to recognize when it's time to take a break.
Yeah, social media can provide a platform to reach your audience directly, but it can come at a cost. If you want to broadcast the monologue, you need to be willing to accept a dialogue. However, your choice to participate in the conversation is still entirely up to you.
If you're not taking a break from social media, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Be sure to also subscribe to us on YouTube and your favorite podcast app. If you want to pick up one of our shirts, visit our website and use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order.
This episode was brought to you by Social Surge and Electric Kiwi, two companies fully dedicated to helping today's musicians. So check them out because they do well, Ross!
They keep the show alive. And if you'd like to sponsor the show and become an official Bridger, join us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month. Not only will you be able to showcase your band or brand to our amazing audience, but your support will allow us to bring you more videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
That's it for B-Sides today, guys.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.